knowledge fight.
Dan and Jordan, I am sweating.
KnowledgeFight.com.
It's time to pray.
I have great respect for Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight. I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys. Knowledge Fight.
Dan and Jordan.
Knowledge Fight.
I need money. Andy in Kansas. It's time to pray. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
Knowledge Fight.
KnowledgeFight.com. I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little tiny bit about Alex Jones.
Oh, indeed we are, Dan.
Jordan.
I have a quick question for you.
What's up?
What's your bright spot today?
My bright spot today is, I don't know. It's hard to find a bright spot.
Yeah.
But, a friend of mine recommended a game called Hades.
Hades. I heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My it's like Diablo, maybe?
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit like that.
I haven't played Diablo.
I don't know.
My friend Crane recommended it to me, and it's a lot of fun.
It's just a lot of fun.
Running around.
Slashing, hacking.
Kind of.
Doing the whole thing.
I don't know. It's a good thing for background entertainment.
I like it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I mean, like in times where it's tough for a bright spot.
Yeah,
we got another video game.
Yeah,
what a shock!
Yeah. We're inside.
Yeah. How about you?
I have a bright spot and also an incredibly dark spot. My bright spot is that I found out that my parents had COVID and they survived.
Great.
With no, like, they didn't have to go to the hospital.
That's
fantastic.
I mean, comparatively,
absolutely.
Yes. Compared to
yes.
The alternative.
100%. The unqualified dark spot, obviously, is that they learned zero from the experiment. Absolutely nothing.
From the experiment, you're saying?
I don't mean experiment.
That implies
experience. I meant experience,
okay.
But then I was like, they're all weird.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
It's they take the good and the bad.
Yeah, it's good. They're not gone.
No.
Also, I want to kill them. So it's a real difficult situation that they've put me in.
Yeah, that is tough.
It's a bind, Dan.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? At least they're not dead.
That's true.
That's nice.
Yes.
I'm hanging. It's a bright spot.
Sure.
Bright spot.
Yes.
Yes. Throw tomatoes at them.
Tomatoes stock going up.
Going up.
So, Jordan, today what we've got in front of us is a little bit of a after the action report, as it were. On our last episode, we talked about the coverage on InfoWars the day of January 6th.
Right.
When some ding-dongs were storming the Capitol building.
Great day.
And so today we've got January 7th and 8th, the end of last week, how Alex tried to regroup and try to figure out where are we going with this?
The post-coital bliss, if you will.
I'm not positive. There's a lot of stuff that's going on that I would describe as less than blissful.
Less than blissful? All right.
Yeah, trying to figure out exactly how we're going to make it through and make this profitable.
Sure. That's a tough fight. I'm interested to see what he's got.
Yeah, and we'll get down to business on that here in a second, but before we do, I'd like to take a little moment to say thank you to some folks who have signed up and are supporting the show.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So first, Amphesium, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Amphesium.
Thank you. Next, Trevor B, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you. Next, James, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, James.
Thank you. Next, George F, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, George.
Thank you. Next, Natalie, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Nat.
Thank you. Next, Christopher L. Thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you, Conspiracy of Christopher.
Oh, boy. No, they have to shorten it up.
They have to shorten it up. You have to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fair.
It's part of the entry requirement.
That's fair.
It's a holy ritual that the Conspiracy of Chris's go on.
They have to physically chop off
the
all capitals, Christopher, and chop it. Yeah, I get you.
Next, Emily T. Thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you. And then finally, Brandy. Thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, Brandy. It's Brandy.
Yeah, not the singer.
Oh, not Brandy?
No, the character from the Looking Glass song.
Oh, well,
actually.
Thank you very much, Brandy.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from you. You were inside there for a while.
There's a port on a western bay that serves 100 sailors a day, 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors waste the time away thinking about their home.
I love it when you sing.
That's a great song. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Oh, but my boy. Life, my love, and my lady all is right. The sea.
Well, yes, naturally.
So anyway, thank you.
All right.
Jordan, today, I think that what anybody who's tuning into this show is probably the most interested in, or maybe, you know, the most like, what, you know, because you see things on Twitter. People have some primed... and something went around, and that was, of course, that Alex...
Yeah, people were wondering what video games you were playing, and you said Hades, and then I've actually started it. No,
let's pack it in, then.
Okay.
We've given the news report. No, on Twitter, there was some stuff going around about Alex interviewing the Q Shaman.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Great.
So this episode...
Helmet on or off?
It's hard to tell over the phone. This episode will culminate with Alex interviewing the Q Shaman.
Great.
And I'll give you this spoiler. It doesn't go well.
Why not?
You know who it does go well for, actually?
The FBI?
The Q Shaman.
Okay. That's not good.
Turns out, you get the Q Shaman on the line with Alex. He sounds not as bad as Alex.
So the guy dressed like fucking Dan Aykroyd in Dragnet... is gonna kick Alex Jones's ass.
I'm sorry. Let me be a little bit clearer about this.
Yeah.
They both sound crazy.
Okay, well, that's
but
fair.
But he sounds polite.
Okay. Oh, like Dan Aykroyd in Dragnet.
Sure. before we get to this episode, let's listen to a little out-of-context drop that actually I think really, if you've never listened to Alex Jones's show, this almost perfectly sums up what it's like to listen to him.
I'm gonna explain that next segment, baby.
Maybe. That is Alex to a T.
I do like that in a news program.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of news programs just give you the news. Alex at least makes you work for it.
I got a story. It's huge. I'm going to explain it to you later.
Maybe.
Possibly. So at this point, we start on the 7th, and Alex has learned that more people have passed away in relation to the storming of the Capitol building.
Correct.
Also, apparently, he's doubling down on the it was Antifa narrative.
Sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the epicenter where four U.S. citizens were murdered inside and outside the U.S. Capitol by the paramilitary forces there, who were manipulated and triggered by Antifa, evidence is mounting, that posed as Proud Boys so that they would then attack and so they could then trigger part of the crowd, hundreds of thousands already massing, to get a small percentage inside the building.
So this is the way that the ball is going to break for Alex. It's Antifa. They triggered everything by posing as Proud Boys to set things off. And I don't know.
We should have had a contingent in every right-wing propagandist's home, like, the day after, just ready to slap. Like, oh, say it was Antifa. Say it was Antifa. Just do it. Just one more time. Just one more time. Say it. And then when he does, slap! Forever.
That slap is contingent on the person not being able to explain themselves.
Yes.
Because, you know, hey, look, if Alex is trying to come on air and say, like, hey, facts are coming out that this was Antifa.
Totally.
I'd like for him to back that up.
Hey, if you prove it's Antifa, I will believe it's Antifa, Dan.
Well, he's got some intel that he's going to repeat.
I'm keeping an open mind.
All right.
Let me read you some of the intel that some of our folks got us here in D.C. This is from a lot of different sources. Antifa and other organizations promoted, as always, that they would dress in Trump apparel to infiltrate the event. This is normal activity for them. Members from the security team did an advanced observation of the Capitol grounds prior to Trump even arriving to confirm a stage that was set up for the speak. An observation for a group of 100 to 120 folks already assembled chanting F Antifa, dressed in a manner not consistent with that normally seen from Trump supporters. Everyone else who came from the event was at the Ellipse waiting for Trump's speech. Again, they were wearing mainly kind of like gray overalls, arm pads, knee pads.
Completely different.
They all kind of looked like, you know, sons of congressmen, sons of senator Kane was probably there.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Arrested here doing a felony type stuff. In fact, I would guess he was probably there.
So, you know, the proof that he's laying out that this was Antifa is that there were people who were dressed in a certain way.
Yeah, they looked a little different.
Uh-huh. I just don't.
And Tim Kaine's son had a felony one time.
True.
So he was probably
there.
Everybody who's had a felony was probably there.
This just is thin. Like, it's just, it doesn't. And also, I would say that him saying that, oh, they were chanting fuck Antifa.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because the night before, Owen Schroyer posted that video of himself burning a Black Lives Matter flag and everyone was chanting fuck Antifa.
It really does
kind
sound
of like, oh, but it sounds like exactly what you all engage in on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah.
You could say that this is Antifa doing an amazing impression of you, or it could be people who are in the communities that you run in, and it would be impossible to tell the difference, I guess.
I would even argue at that point that if Antifa were at fault behind all of this, they might as well just have joined the Proud Boys. I don't want them back.
Fair.
Right?
Yeah. And so what's going on, though, is that Alex is recognizing that, like, shit, this is too real. It happened. I can't deny this.
Yeah, I know. No, we have to lie about it because I told people to do this and then they did it and I don't want to get caught.
Well, we'll get into that because there are a lot of conversations that are going on around Alex's behavior on the ground and stuff. And, and we should discuss that. And we will a little bit later when Alex gets into it. But, like, you know, he would much rather be like, this is all staged or something. But he can't.
No.
Because it happened.
False flag would be so much better.
Well, yeah. And so it has to be that, like, oh, yeah, you know what? Some of our people did end up going in there. I'm not going to be able to deny that.
No.
So.
Because they took pictures and streamed.
Well.
And Gavin McGinnis was there, apparently.
They got tricked into doing it. Yeah.
So that's what Antifa said they were coming to do. They're all trust fund kids, sons of U.S. senators, sons of Congress people, academics, devil worshiping, child molesting, Chi-Com loving, America hating, trash of the planet. And the police got attacked. The police got hit. They then came out when the crowd saw that. Antifa said, let's get them. Some patriots responded because they didn't want to be bullied and got suckered into this. That's what happened. Trump needs to go on the offense. Start exposing this.
Yeah, so that's the way the narrative is starting to take shape.
Oof.
Yeah. It's not strong.
So I think that's kind of a struggle there because aren't we also trying to make what's-her-face into a martyr?
True.
So was she...
Well, Alex, by this point, has learned that she was really into QAnon.
Right. And so she can be cut bait.
Well, no. She is, it is a tragedy, and it's very sad.
Sure.
But she got tricked into doing this by QAnon.
Okay. So now, all open warfare on Q.
QAnon may also be Antifa or a PSYOP something.
I don't know. Let's add this in there. I like QAnon being Antifa. Let's throw that in there.
It gets a little murky as things go along.
Why not? But, they don't have any allegiances.
Listen to me. There's one thing that I know from blowhards.
Okay.
And that is they like to talk about how they could have averted disasters.
Yes, yeah.
If only they had
real
been
Mark
there.
Wahlberg situation.
Exactly,
yeah.
If he was on that plane, there wouldn't have been a 9/11.
Wouldn't have happened.
No.
And we just should have been there. I should have been there instead of at the Trump speech. In fact, I was tempted to not go to the Trump speech and be at the Capitol. I wanted to race down and not wait for Trump and get to the Capitol. That's what my gut told me. And we could have told people that's Antifa. We could have tackled them, pulled off their mask. I would have happily been arrested, and we would have stopped these pieces of filth.
So, yeah, he could have tackled all the Antifa. Ugh. If only Alex had been there.
Oh, boy.
He could have saved the day.
That's one of those lies that just elevated to the point of just like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, also, I'm so far beyond the before you started that lie.
Yeah.
When you started that lie, I'm just out.
Yeah. Also, go back to yesterday when your
Whoa. We don't remember yesterday.
When your employee said, the Capitol has fallen, the Patriots are now in charge.
It's a new day, Dan. Today, the Patriots are not in charge, we can't celebrate.
Shit got too real, so that was Antifa.
Yeah, that was Antifa.
Yeah. I'm interested in their evidence. I'm interested in what they're going to bring to the table in terms of, like, how are you going to show that this is Antifa? And Owen Schroyer actually has a pretty interesting theory.
All right.
Yeah, keep in mind, too, that, you know, every time we have these events in D.C., you always see Antifa and BLM out on the streets. They are not anywhere to be seen in this week because they're all wearing Trump gear. They're all posing as journalists. They're all just infiltrating all the Trump stuff because they have no effect now, dressing in all black with black bloc going around. They get their ass kicked by Proud Boys. The police are sick of them. So now they pretend to be patriots. They infiltrate and then they cause all this disruption.
I didn't see anybody who I decided was Antifa, and therefore they must be hidden in plain sight, dressed like Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Therefore, they false flagged us.
I have a serious question for you, Dan. Are you trying to turn me into some sort of superhero vigilante with a tragic backstory?
No.
Because it seems like this is like listening to Owen say that the day after. Makes me want to like dress in all black and train really hard in ninjutsu and then just solve problems wherever they are arisen.
Right, right.
You know?
I'm not trying to do that. But
it seems like you're making it happen.
But if it does happen, I will say that you are required
what?
To be able to jump between a couple buildings before you solve any
problems.
Hold
on. You can't prove it's me. The pictures are grainy, Dan.
No, no.
There's no evidence that it's me doing any of this.
I will be your Alfred if... You can jump between two buildings before you solve anybody else's problem.
This is why I got to train for at least 2 or 3 years.
You might need a little more than that.
Ah, 2 buildings, 2 years. That's the rule.
So the name of the game is getting these talking points out into the world and making sure that this is the reality that people accept.
Muddy the waters, at least.
Muddying the waters is important. But the other thing that I think Alex recognizes pretty quickly, and I think he's right, is like this is a great opportunity to try and get some Q people back.
Totally.
Some people might be disillusioned by the fact that like they went through all this trouble,
right.
Nothing happened, and then Trump, I guess, is conceding. What happened to the plan?
What happened to the plan? Tell me about those ballots again. They were watermarked and everything or whatever.
Oh, Steve, also conspicuous in his absence.
Why?
No Steve.
What?
We need to talk about talking points based in truth for the president, for America, for the world, because we don't have any Patriot Communications. The president's been cut off, basically. The White House is listening to us, and it's not because we're powerful. It's because the Trump is surrounded, okay? And I keep telling everybody, you think Q's great, you don't have to do anything, trust the plan, everything's wonderful. That's what's gotten us into this position, okay? And I'm not bashing if you were a Q person. I'm just telling you now that you have to listen to the talking points. We have to discuss who was behind this. We have to get Trump moving now on the offense instead of being on the defense.
So this is a nice way to like extend an olive branch to any listeners who might have drifted more Q than Alex, you know, and be like, still come back here. You know, there's nothing against you if you got into this because it's all supposed to be asking questions.
This event almost like is like a plus one for everybody's media consumption. Like if you were a Q person, you go plus one to InfoWars. If you're InfoWars, you go plus one to Fox News. And if you're at Fox News, you're like, I have no home. I'll just believe whatever I feel like.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's a sort of like a toe back towards.
Yeah.
Like away from the extremism.
Yeah.
For maybe
a brief period of time.
And also for like people on their couches.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Or like, you know, not necessarily the people who were in D.C.
Sure. No, that's what I'm referencing.
Yeah. You know, possibly. I mean, I think we haven't had enough time to see what the actual effects of it are.
That's true.
But the way that I hear Alex talking about this stuff and the way I see him behaving, it has the feeling of somebody who sees an opportunity. And it's an opportunity to get part of that market share that he lost back
right.
from all these QAnon folks who think that he is controlled opposition and works for the Mossad or the CIA or whatever.
Right.
And so, I mean, good. Not good, but that's what you should be doing from a business standpoint.
Yeah. Dan, now, do you see where the vigilante part comes into this? Because if Alex winds up getting more market share out of this and no one stops him, I feel like there needs to be some sort of all-black-clad ninjutsu master who has trained for 2 years and can jump exactly 2 buildings to solve that problem.
But the way you would solve that problem is by, like, starting
ninjutsu!
Your own... No, starting your own right-wing media outlet.
Okay. So not even like judo?
No, you should steal some of Alex's market share.
Okay.
If the problem that you're seeking to is that.
All right. Okay, so I'll just wear all black and have a radio show at night.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. So okay. The Capitol Police, you know, there's a lot of questions that are going around about their preparedness, their lack of preparedness. You know, and I think that, you know, we'll learn more in coming days.
Sure.
Alex has decided that they were understaffed on purpose because they were working on this with Antifa or something.
Okay.
Antifa came in. They had the Capitol understaffed on purpose. You can see the setup. They attacked. The police finally pushed back. Antifa pulls out. The police attack the Patriots. The Patriots attack. And it was all a setup. They beautifully played. We need this to be investigated by state police, by citizens, by grand juries, by investigative journalists. The FBI is not going to do it. I mean, I bet Bill Barr was probably in command of this.
Well, and the state police.
You know,
Bill Barr noted Antifa.
Well, the state police aren't going to do anything either. They're all funded by Soros, and they have Soros DAs, so they know there's nothing that's going to be done.
Yeah, you talked over, but he did say Antifa works for the deep state.
Okay. Hey, far right guys, go fight those cops. Mm-hmm. Go fight them. Go do it. They're your enemies. They're your enemies. The left, we were Antifa. Look, Antifa in this circumstance
it's
did
everything.
Exactly what the far right wanted, right?
Well, if you look at the responses that were going on as it was happening before shit got too real, right. I think it was exactly what...
So maybe Antifa has been your ally all along, and it's the cops who are your enemy.
Very confusing.
Yes.
So after this all went down, Trump pretty quickly on the 7th put out that video where he was like, well, there's going to be a... transfer of power.
Yeah.
You know, more or less conceding.
Yeah, it was a great little whoops-a-doodle moment.
Yeah. And Alex, I think he recognizes that, like, Trump is running out of allies. There are people who are, like, in his cabinet who are resigning.
No.
There's just a sense of, like, oh, no, everyone hates this guy now.
Yeah.
And I think Alex sees this as an opportunity.
What do we do as millions of listeners, as millions of activists, with talking points and narratives to counter what's happening? What pressure do we put on Trump and Congress? Because Trump's totally been abandoned. Now that sounds bad. That's actually good.
Tell me on this.
Abandoned by all the snakes around him that now Alex Jones led a march. Now we're running the show the next 15 days. He can do so much now to counter them regardless. We're going to talk about it in the second hour, but pray for awakening.
Hey, this aspiring dictator is isolated and increasingly desperate. And this is good news because, everyone else is gone and maybe he'll listen to me now.
True. That does sound right.
That's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the good news is that we know the vice president will be like, hey, don't send those nukes. Don't do that. Don't send those nukes.
Oh, that's until Trump 25th Amendment's him.
Oh, that'll be interesting. That'll be an interesting reversal of fortune.
Yeah. So Alex is kind of obsessed with the 25th Amendment stuff, and he's decided that Trump only released that video where he may or may not have conceded because Pence was threatening him with the 25th Amendment.
Oh, that's probably
true. I want to open the phones up and take calls specifically on what you think with 13 days Trump should do. Has he conceded? You can read his tweet. He said, I think we have the election stolen. I'm not agreeing to this fraud, but I will agree to the peaceful transference of power because they told him. We got Mike Pence. We got the rest of your cabinet. They're all cowards. They'll 25th Amendment your ass right now. They only did that because removing him would cause a bigger backlash. Maybe Trump should force someone to do a 25th Amendment. Not because he's going to not peacefully transfer power, but because it's a fraud. So they're scared of the power he's still got.
The feeling that I get there is just denial.
Yeah.
That just seems like pretty thick denial.
Yeah.
And that denial goes away by the 8th. Alex does realize, this is over.
Yeah.
But on the 7th, there's still a sense of like, oh, no, he's just doing this because there's a metaphorical gun to his head.
He's five stages of griefing.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
gotcha. Yes. Gotcha.
And he does get into some anger, which is kind of fun. And then more anger when he talks to the Q shaman.
Was bargaining before anger or after anger?
Bargaining is the ad pivots.
Oh, so we're... That would make sense that he's always grieving.
Yeah, keep me on air. And we'll fight the globalists.
Yeah.
That's bargaining.
No, that's fair.
So Alex has Taylor Hansen back on, who was the guy who got some video of the shooting in the Capitol.
Right. Fourth Hansen brother, yeah.
Yes. Bop. No, almost a spit take. Almost.
That was almost a spit take. You got me.
I apologize. I made that clarification in our last episode that I got it mixed up. They're very vague in, or they were on the 6th while they were covering stuff.
Yeah.
There are two pieces of video that are going around, and I got the reference wrong on them. Mm-hmm. There's one that was shot by InfoWars camera person, and then there's some that was shot by Taylor Hansen.
Right.
The reason that I got it confused is they never clarify that, mm-hmm. and they interview Taylor Hansen as somebody who got video of the stuff around the time that they're playing the video that the InfoWars person got.
Right.
So I made a hasty assumption.
They weren't helping.
No, but he's back. And they're really, I get the sense that they're working on a narrative where Chuck Schumer called for the killing.
Love it.
All right. Taylor Hansen was there. I'm Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer. You were there when this poor lady, Ashley Babbitt, got executed along with three other Americans. They won't even tell us their names. They're calling us the terrorists, but they were killing us. You were there. Describe, you talked to her before she died. Mm-hmm. What happened? What you witnessed? And the fact you saw Chuckie Schumer look like it was his security detail that he was, I guess, wanted a blood sacrifice. As we know, remember he threatened Trump. He said, if you ban abortion, we will annihilate you. You will pay. It was like, well, these are our babies. Baby feast. He seemed to get really upset.
Oh, yeah.
Baby feast.
I would watch that movie.
I just... Is that like Boss Baby?
But yeah.
Lunchtime for
Boss
Baby?
A little bit different. A little bit different.
I don't know,
man. It's
very
much not Boss Baby.
I don't know. I don't find this to be a responsible line for him to be taking. It's like trying to imply that Schumer was like, kill her for blood. Yeah. Blood sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's very, very shitty.
It is real weird whenever you're like, hey, it was Antifa who did all that. Now, obviously, we need to get all the patriots to kill Chuck Schumer. Mm-hmm. To keep Antifa from doing all of that stuff that we wanted to happen, but we said we didn't.
Yeah. It is really almost like a thing you have to diagram in your head.
Yeah,
like the points that are trying to be made are so confusing.
Yeah.
But that should be expected because, you know, people like Taylor are involved as in like sources of information and analysis.
Sure.
And he's the kind of guy who got into this because of Q.
I believe Q, like what you were saying, Alex, is it was a great thing when it first started. You know, it was a way to introduce people to all the evils of what these globalists are doing, and all this pedophilia, all this satanic worship, all these sacrifices. And that's how I personally got red-pilled. But it led to me doing more independent research, and I think that's what's great about Q is they do their own research. They don't just trust fake news. And I think that was the great topic about it. But the real downfall of it was trust the plan. As you said, you know, you got people staying home when Trump himself are telling them to come.
So he's got he got red-pilled by QAnon, and his only complaint about it is that trust the plan idea, which is like you don't have to get active.
Right, right. But then his comment was that more people should have come on the 6th?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
But...
Okay. But what happened was bad.
Well, no. Everything that happened was good, except for the part where they went into the Capitol.
Okay.
And stormed it and did all that stuff.
Right. So they think that if more people had been there to storm the Capitol...
Mm-hmm. No. It wouldn't have happened, because they would have seen the Antifa provocateurs. Like, every single person is a pair of eyes.
Okay.
And any one of those pairs of eyes could have been the one that spotted the Antifa provocateurs and averted this whole thing.
All right.
If one man had been there named Alex Jones, he would have tackled them.
So it's a percentages thing.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. Great.
No, the way that they're looking at this is like it was the perfect day that got ruined because of Antifa pulling a false flag on us.
Yeah.
That's the way it's being presented.
It's really, really frustrating.
Yeah. And it's pretty frustrating, too, because it's almost one of the first instances I think of Alex showing some vulnerability.
Mm.
Like he's just yelling about how Antifa kicked their ass.
I'm kicking myself because they were going to false flag. They said they were. And I was so busy focusing on Trump and a million people that we let them screw us. And I don't admit that Antifa kicked our ass and set us up with a gigantic victory because I'm proud for them. I don't want it to happen next time.
Well, and the problem was...
I'm pissed off!
The problem was it was a million of us there.
Yes.
It was a million of us there.
He does have to piss.
I'm sorry, he just left.
Yeah, he's a real angry
gets up to go.
It's a real angry pee. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you're getting older, your prostate gets all inflamed when you get all angry. hopped up on so much fucking, yeah.
False flag bathroom break.
Yeah.
He does actually go to the bathroom. And while he's out, Taylor is still there. And he's also on the same script, which is this, like, bringing some of these Q people into this fold.
And I know a lot of people that still believe in Q. I mean, I have a lot of friends. You know, I have family that believe in Q. And now you're seeing them freak out. You know, I was on Twitter scrolling through last night because I was wondering the same thing. You know, because Trump basically conceded last night. He told the entire nation that he's going to turn it over to Joe Biden and he's going to be the president of the United States, which is not the plan. So these people are freaking out already. I mean, yeah, some of them probably are kind of being a little bit biased and wanting to trust the plan still. But that's not going to work. All it was a plan to keep us complacent, a plan to not keep us on the streets doing activism that can actually make a change and a positive impact to help Donald Trump.
You guys went home.
Uh-huh.
You could have stayed out on the streets.
It's true.
You remember in Portland?
Yeah.
They stayed out on the streets.
Well, Alex did.
Antifa didn't stop them.
But Alex did tell people to respect the curfew.
Yeah. 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 So I think it was Alex who took them off the streets.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I find this all to be really sad.
Yeah, it is.
Just sad posturing among right-wing scam artists trying to stake their claim on victims, you know, just trying to stake their claim on people who they can manipulate. And it's a bummer.
It's a reshuffling. It's like the tide came in.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like you think about that and it's like, well, it seems pretty clear to me looking at this that that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you could hear a clip like this and think that any of your like preferred right wing media outlets have any integrity.
How big is that, Owen, that Obama says we've got to shut down the alternative media ecosystem? They listed InfoWars. They listed Newsmax, who's not even, they're okay. They listed OAN, who's great. They listed Gateway Pundit. I mean, there's not many people out there. Hey, Drudge used to be a great guy. Came to studio, knows what's going on. Trump wouldn't financially support him or whatever. He got, let CNN buy him out, I'm told. My point is, there's not many holdouts out there.
So the entire right-wing media ecosystem was largely driven by Drudge for a very long time.
Yeah.
For the last, since the Clintons.
Basically, yes. Yeah, I remember my dad reading Drudge in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It really warped a lot of the media line in shows like Rush
and
Hannity. And
if it weren't for Drudge, we probably wouldn't be in the same situation we're in.
It was a clearinghouse for the talking points of the right wing.
Yeah.
And now Alex is suggesting that he doesn't like Trump anymore because Trump wouldn't pay him off.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, you get it?
Yeah.
It's no, if the president doesn't pay you off for good coverage, then it's your responsibility as a principled person to sell to CNN.
And that will completely alter your coverage.
No. It's all about, look, your integrity never stays. Dan, it's you know, like, if we suddenly took a shit ton of money from, I don't know, let's say Jeff Bezos, obviously our coverage wouldn't change.
I'd replace you with an Echo. I'm Dan. I'm Alexa.
Dan, we love your show. We're going to give you $20 million, but you know the guy. You know, the white...
Jordan,
maybe get rid of
Jordan, we're going to replace it. We're going to transfer his consciousness into Amazon Echo.
That way we can turn him off.
Yeah. I don't have to say neighbors anymore. I can turn the volume.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't understand how anybody can think, like, that they have any kind of, like, calling it alternative media is laughable when you're like, Matt Drudge didn't get money from Trump,
so he sold to CNN.
Yeah.
That's alternative.
So he turned on him.
Your alternative is the highest bidder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this next clip I just kept in because I just think, no fucking way. Alex takes some calls, and this guy, no way. No way.
I got you. I hear you.
And I don't know if these numbers were accurate, but I was watching everything live on your radio show yesterday, and congratulations, because it showed that you had 1.6 billion viewers, and that's amazing. Congratulations, man. That just warmed my heart. I snapshotted it.
1.6 billion.
Hold on. I'm writing something down. Yeah. I need to add exclamation points real quick. It is, let me see, the first word is no.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let me add the second exclamation point.
Sure.
And it is way.
No way.
That would be no way.
No way.
No way. Two exclamation points.
No way.
One for each word.
1.6 billion listeners to InfoWars.
Simultaneously. From where? After the radio show.
Yeah. It's not happening.
Right. Okay.
So we end here on this next clip from January 7th. And I got to say, I found this episode to be largely unlistenable. Like, I really didn't even think it was a show.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like Alex trying to figure out what the narrative was going to be. And it's just like, all right, Antifa did this. They tricked us by,
sure,
you know, instigating. And then they went away and all the patriots got really excited and they had to fight back because now the police were attacking them. And
sure.
So, you know, like that kind of, he's sort of talking through it to get his bearings about it.
Yeah.
And it's just it's not an interesting show at all.
Yeah,
but
it's a man licking his wounds in the posture of somebody who won.
Well, and trying to like figure out what's damage control.
Yeah,
What's the angle that we can move forward
right,
with?
Right.
And at the end of the episode, he's pretty clear that he doesn't really have a problem with what happened.
No.
Yeah, folks, America's gone. We killed all the babies. We devil worshipped and God took his support away. We've got to fight back and take it back. And so I want to say this. I'm proud of the folks who went to the Capitol. Quite frankly, that Capitol is so evil. People under the Declaration of Independence had a right to absolutely burn to the ground. I don't support that because I don't think it's the right move. I want to take it back politically. But the point is that we're not the ones burning down police stations and killing people. We're responding to that. They started it. The globalists started it. And we're not ashamed of anything. And Trump should come out and expose Antifa for triggering the riots and stand up against it.
So that's sort of where we're at.
I think a lot of people would 100% believe Trump if he just said that it was Antifa.
Oh, sure.
I think it would be easy because you remember the address that he gave before the riot?
Mm-hmm.
The storming of the Capitol building,
yeah,
of the United States of America, mm-hmm, a nuclear power.
Yeah.
He said all those things that were like, I bet it's going to be Antifa who's going to take over the Capitol building in just a short period of time. And so this will prove him correct.
I mean, there is a rich tradition of people blaming their enemies for things.
It does seem very easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're, I hate to say that I think you're right, that he probably could pull it off.
Yeah, that's true.
To a certain audience.
Right, 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 right. Which would be 80% of Republicans.
At this point. So, Alex, now on the 8th, on Friday, he starts off his show with a bit of a different tone. I think he's accepted at this point that Trump has conceded.
All right, the globalist disinfo operatives do not want you to take political action. They want to freeze you right now, believing everything's fine. It's not. Trump is not in a secret location in Texas. He is surrounded in the White House. That is not a CG video. The president did concede the election yesterday, last night.
So he is up to speed with reality somewhat.
Right, right. New lines, new text messages from the people who tell him that Trump conceded.
I believe that they're, you know, I don't keep up to date fully on the Q stuff, but it's my understanding that some people were speculating that it was a deep fake or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure. I like
the
that.
The video of Trump conceding.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Alex is not into that. But also, by this point, on the 8th, there were pictures coming out, and a lot of the people who were there and look very suspicious.
Antifa.
Well, maybe. But they also seem to be wearing, like, Oath Keepers shirts, and they kind of right. look like a militia.
Well, yeah. Who dresses like a militia other than Antifa, Dan?
Right. So Alex has to now incorporate that into the cover of it.
Sure.
So Antifa started it, which we've established here on the 7th. And now as we get into the 8th, Alex has to explain why there's also militia people there doing shit.
It's tough to explain.
Oh, it's all Trump's fault. Oh, he got the big crowd there to do this. No, he was not even done speaking. He hadn't even started speaking.
You were there.
Before Antifa dressed up as patriots started attacking with another contingent of older looking people who I believe will end up being a militia controlled by feds. And militias are constitutional. They're not bad. I'm not saying yes, militias are bad. I'm saying they lead yes, them, they set them up, and they create false ones. And looking at the MO, the body language, the gear, the behavior, I believe it'll be a militia led by feds. That's my prime analysis, almost always exactly accurate.
That sounds almost exactly like what he was saying about the Boston bombing. Yep. Sort of like, oh, I look at the body language on yep. these people. That,
yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
Have
just
we heard,
making shit up.
How's our boy Stuart Rhodes doing? Have we heard from him?
Also conspicuous in his absence.
Oh, he's conspicuous in his absence? Yes, why?
I don't know. It seems like Alex would want to get him on as an expert.
I mean, he's the Oath Keeper who could say more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. Those guys are not Oath Keepers.
Yeah. He could give a full-throated defense of his organization.
Must be Antifa. Oath Keepers are peaceful.
He seems to maybe not be answering Alex's calls.
Oh, that's weird.
There seems to be a limited guest pool that has led Alex to interviewing the Q Shaman.
Yeah, that would get you to where you are.
On this episode.
Yeah.
So anyway, Alex is really mad at Q stuff on this this episode, but he's, again, very much not wanting to alienate the Q people.
Sure.
You can still redeem yourself,
right,
basically.
Right.
But also, Q made this happen. This whole fucking thing.
Sure.
This whole
conflagration.
But it's Antifa. Well, yes, but Antifa wouldn't have been able to pull it off if it weren't for the dumb Q people who stormed the building.
I want to learn ninjutsu.
But there was another ingredient that allowed this to happen. It wasn't just the Antifa. It wasn't just the sheep-dipped militia. It was the Q. The Air Force veteran, a wonderful woman, Mrs. Babbitt.
Bullshit.
Loved her country, believed she was storming it under Q orders of the president. And so it was the Q people right behind Antifa that did this. And that is the facts. It doesn't mean if you like the Q stuff, you're bad. It doesn't mean that anything esoteric, like, oh, drive your dump truck to the Hoover Dam, drive your train off the thing into the ship, you know, Hillary secretly in Gitmo, Trump's invincible, Pence is on our side, Attorney General Barr's on our side, everything's wonderful, go to sleep, Trump's invincible, don't worry about voting. And now you see it. So there you go.
Outside of saying, like, Trump is invincible, literally,
yeah.
I don't think any of those things are things that Alex hasn't said.
Yeah.
Pence is on our side. That's been a narrative on InfoWars for some time.
True.
Bill Barr would go back and forth. Alex would turn him villain and hero pretty regularly.
That was hot and cold.
Yeah. It was all over
the
place.
That was an intense relationship. Yeah.
I
don't think you should be allowed to say that wonderful woman if I know and you know in your heart that if you and your son and Gavin McGinnis were around, you'd be like, I know she's dead, but she's got great tits. So you don't get to say that. That's what I feel like. That's just me.
That's fair. So Alex has a source in the media about the fact that Antifa infiltrated the rally. And it comes from the old New York Post.
Mo Brooks and Gates and said they were briefed that Antifa was planning to pose as patriots and do it. That's what Matt Gaetz gets into as well. Well, now we have the New York Post. We can put it on screen. Saying two people were arrested. They've confirmed we're posing as Make America Great Again people with Make America Great Again hats.
So the headline of this isn't about them being arrested. It says, quote, two known Antifa members posed as pro-Trump to infiltrate Capitol riot sources. So it's a claim
from sources.
And it's awesome, too. Like, if you just get to the fourth paragraph of the story, you find this. Quote, a Washington Times report initially claimed two other protesters were actually Philadelphia-based Antifa members, citing a retired military officer with access to facial recognition software. But the outlet deleted the article after the software company told BuzzFeed News that the story was outright false.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's kind of an article that has a nice headline for Alex, but it actually means nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. He goes on and on about that, how like two people were arrested that are known Antifa based on this New York Post story. And, I don't know.
I think I hate this just so much because, you know, like you can see the conversation that happened. Like you can read that and go, oh, okay, here's what happened. Somebody went to somebody higher up who was like, oh, shit, they did it. What do we do? Oh, just put... It was Antifa. That's it. Like, they didn't think about it. They didn't come up with some brilliant plan. They were just like, just say Antifa did it, and we'll wait and see what happens. And it's disappointing.
Probably.
Yeah.
So we continue down the road. One of the things that is stuck from the 7th into the 8th is that Trump only conceded because he had a metaphorical gun to his head.
Pence threatened the 25th Amendment removal of Trump yesterday morning and afternoon and said, if you don't go tape a message decrying your supporters and decrying the whole thing, and saying you'll allow a peaceful transition of power to Joe Biden, which you'd already put out as a tweet that morning, we are going to remove you. We have the cabinet votes right now to remove you under the 25th Amendment. They were just looking for the excuse, looking for the pretext.
So this is the way that you get around the fact that Trump was yelling about how, like, I'm never going to back down. And
sure.
He's like, all right,
fine. I quit.
Yeah, because otherwise you kind of got to be like, oh, he was just full of shit.
You just...
And also, it would be a really difficult thing to justify that, like, why if he does have evidence that this was a false and fraudulent election, sure. Why would he ever back down? Now he is backing down.
Yeah.
That would seem to imply that either... he was lying, or he's the sort of person who would allow a fraudulent election to stand.
It does seem like that.
And that's tough. And the only way around that is, hey, man, Pence. He had a metaphorical gun to his head that had a label that said 25th Amendment.
Yeah, but Pence's metaphorical gun only happened because you held a literal gun to him, you know? They're not going to wrestle with this. That's the. I just. It's so frustrating because if like an eco terrorist blew up the Capitol building and killed a bunch of people, I wouldn't be like, "Hey, listen, we gotta like no,
mm-hmm.
goodbye. You don't get to do that. No.
Yeah.
I love the climate too, man, but mm-hmm. no.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
It doesn't
it's
seem
not
it,
hard.
It doesn't seem like it should be. But at the same time, you don't make a lot of money scamming people around the ideas of climate change.
God,
and
I should.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Alex yeah. has a house of cards
yeah.
that he's built that it can get knocked over that he has to protect.
Yeah, is Sean King busy? I could probably work for him scaring people about climate change. Yeah.
So Alex was there
mm-hmm.
At the Capitol building for a time
yes.
on the 6th.
Provably.
Yes, he was. And a lot of people were reporting that he was trying to incite a riot.
Mm-hmm.
And... it was my sense from watching the entirety of InfoWars over the course of the day.
Mm.
I what I expressed on our last episode is exactly what I feel. He was definitely saying things that look really bad in hindsight.
Sure.
But once shit popped off real seriously,
yeah.
I didn't see him inciting people outside of him doing a inciting radio show,
yeah.
which is what he does all the fucking
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In terms of what he actually did at the Capitol, there wasn't a lot of evidence of that on the show itself.
Yeah.
But Alex does have video of himself, and he is trying to talk the crowd down. If this video is to be believed as, like, a full representation of his actions, he seems very much like, hey, everybody... we have a permit to be over there.
Yeah.
Everybody go over there. And I think, like, I mean, look, dude sucks, but that's probably the best you could do in that circumstance.
Sure.
And so he plays a little bit of that on the show.
Listen to me! Listen to me! We've got a permit on the other side. It's great that this happened, but the Trump's not going to come when we've taken this over. We're not Antifa. We're not BLM. You're amazing. I love you.
That was Antifa.
We are peaceful. We won this election. And as much as I love seeing the Trump flags flying over this, we need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story. I'm going to march to the other side where we have a stage where we can speak and occupy peacefully.
Alex has the instinct to know in the moment that, like, if this gets too much further out of hand, we're fucked.
Yeah.
This is going to be something that is going... They will take the problem of right-wing extremism
totally.
Far too seriously
totally.
If this goes any farther. So I have to do my part to de-escalate.
Right.
And it makes sense. It's in his character. It's exactly what
no,
you would do.
No, it's the Gate of Gates all over again.
Yeah.
She got out of pocket. Look, I don't get into that kind of deep source stuff. That's
yeah.
dangerous.
Yeah.
Despite now, obviously, I've incited that, said that. Insisted that I do that mm-hmm. and because I'm so proud of doing that I've almost certainly inspired other people to do that, but that's not my fault.
No This is his attempt to come back from the edge, as it
yeah.
were, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
he's gotten things this far and you want it to come back or else
yeah.
you're in trouble.
This mob is all independent contractors.
Oh, yeah.
They don't work for InfoWars.
So he, like I said, I mean, like, the sense that I get is he just knows this is too much, this is dangerous.
No!
good instincts on Alex's part to yell provocateurs for setting us
up. Very good.
Based on nothing. Yeah.
No.
I mean, that is pretty remarkable. This is a snapshot of what happens when exactly what you've been trying to get to happen happens.
Yeah.
And you know that you never wanted that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to live in that in-between state where you can profit off the tension.
Yeah. This sex is supposed to be tantric. You're not supposed to come all over the Capitol building.
Yeah. And what happens is you get on your radio show and you make a lot of money exciting people, yelling, we're going to storm the state houses, you know, all this shit for forever.
Yeah.
And then once you're there and it's happening, you get on a bullhorn and you yell, get off the building.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
We want to do this politically. No one knows what that means. You don't even know what that means, Alex.
I swear to God, if I am a person who is in the middle of trying to storm a Capitol building and some asshole just starts screaming USA and I just like instinctively start chanting with, kill me. Just kill me. I don't want to be that person.
What if you're climbing on the Capitol building and then you hear the Texan get on the bullhorn and say, get off the building. You're getting off the building, right?
I'm not getting off that building. I'm already up there.
Yeah, probably
you're
not.
You're on a bullhorn. You can't tear me down.
I don't see it being an effective.
Well, past that. But if I'm on my way to the building,
maybe,
and I just stop to chant USA, I guess I think I might be a follower, Dan. I think I might not be the tip of the spear I thought I was.
So Alex has a path to victory that he wants to explain to his audience.
Sure.
But he can't quite yet.
You know, I need to do a presentation in here, and I'm still working on getting the components I need, so I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while. It's no problem. And then once I get those components, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to lay out the path to victory.
So he doesn't end up.
Maybe.
I don't think he does do this. I didn't hear a path to victory other than blame Antifa.
Well, Dan, the path to victory is a narrow path.
Certainly.
The very few can walk the path to heaven.
Sure.
Sure.
During one of the breaks, it appears that Alex either did or is claiming to have talked to Mike Flynn. And he had some news about Trump.
We are witnessing Satan's full attack. And I have been on the phone with the Flynns. I have been on the phone with many others.
You went home.
Trump is basically in a shell. He is surrounded. And he is basically turning on his supporters and has been told that he will be 25th Amendmented if he basically says or does anything now. So the president of the United States is captured. He was buffaloed. He was shanghaied. He was bamboozled.
This is a good way to jettison Trump, the person, from you don't need him anymore, really.
Yeah.
He has no real use. You've already seen him humiliated, basically.
Yeah.
You've seen him turn tail whenever things got too close to what you want
him
to
support. Which is so surprising.
Yeah. You've seen him bend to the whims of the people who are saying, like, you're going to lose this election because you lost. You're gonna leave office. I'll leave office.
Here's what's gonna happen.
He's not the strong man anymore.
Next week we are gonna find out. And Dan, this is gonna blow your mind. Did you know that Trump had mob ties?
Whoa.
Yeah. We're gonna find that. I guarantee you that Alex is going to suddenly discover this fact that he absolutely never knew before.
Yeah. 5 years later.
Wild. Wild. How did you know that Trump was connected to a lot of mob people? I would even argue that that's maybe your way out.
Did you know that?
Say it was the mob who stopped the Patriots.
Did you know that he was a frontman for consortiums on the East Coast?
I did not.
Yeah. Did you know that with a name like Corleone, you get arrested, but with Trump, you don't?
You know, it's almost like somebody who is already enthralled to medium powers would very easily be swayed by superpowers.
Probably.
Strange.
So there were, like I said, some deaths at the rally, and not rally, storming of the Capitol.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of medical related ones, and there were also a couple of officers. There were a couple of cops.
Right. So I assume since Antifa was there, those people went to the Antifa medical tents that were set up at every protest that.
Well, they went to the free kitchen, the free.
Oh, yeah, that's a great place. Yeah.
No, Alex is going to lie about these cops.
You had a million people in D.C. conservatively that came there. You had hundreds of thousands, 300,000, 400,000 of the Capitol surrounding the whole thing. Never seen anything like it. And a couple hundred went in. The police opened the gates. They were downsized that day. They were commanded to do it. And then four Patriots got killed, and one police officer had a stroke and died.
So there are actually two cops at the Capitol who are now dead. One was Howard Liebengood, who passed away on Saturday, and at this point there's some reporting that's calling this an apparent suicide, which is very sad. The other is Brian Sicknick, who was assaulted by Trump rioters. Neither of these men died from a stroke. Alex is making that up to try and deflect from the human toll of his side's actions, which he can't acknowledge without kind of ruining this game that he's trying to play.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
It's so
obvious, this whole back of the blue nonsense, and we support the police.
We just want to kill the left. Can't you just let us kill them?
Yeah, it's meaningless.
We want to kill Nancy Pelosi. Let us kill her.
So there were only a few hundred people who went into the Capitol building.
Sure.
It's not that big a deal. Just a couple.
Wait, what? No.
It's just a couple hundred
no!
people. It's not a big deal.
No!
Of the hundreds of thousands, a few hundred. And who were the few hundred? Almost all of them were in bearskins and weird outfits and Davy Crockett type deals,
and
they had Q shirts on saying, I am Q master.
Guns.
We got one of these guys coming on. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he got suckered into it, and I get the doors are open.
Literal
bombs. He's a journalist, go cover it. But most of them weren't looting. Some people joked around, did this. I wouldn't go in their offices. I wouldn't dig through people's mail. That's a federal offense. I don't want my house broken into or my office broken into. So there was criminal activity, but they've gone to Josh Hawley's house. They've gone to everybody's house. They've come to my house. They've come to Tucker Carlson's house, and they come and they threaten people and they engage in this. So, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get prepared and ready. I don't know how long we'll even be here in this climate. We've got storable food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com for the biggest, best company out there.
Pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Nice ad transition.
I think these people might be a little flustered. I'm getting a feeling that the far right is trapped in this place where they're like, God, we want to kill everybody, and what happened, we want to do again.
Yeah.
But we can't do it again if we say we did it the first time.
It was Antifa. Next time's going to be Antifa too, by the way.
But I also have to tell people to do it another time, while at the same time telling people not in advance that it will be Antifa who does the thing that they do again.
And Trump will be president for a second term.
Sure.
Even though he conceded, but, he had a metaphorical gun to his head. And
exactly.
Even if he did concede,
we can put literal guns to everybody else's head.
You should have heard the demonic cackling that came out of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Okay.
As soon as he said, I'm sorry, I'm conceding, you saw Harris, and then it looked totally freaked out and criminal, and you saw Biden now at the podium just, Harris is like, Jesus. You were so mean to our BLM people. You abused them so badly in our Antifa.
Yeah.
And now we've seen what terrorists. We're going to arrest all of you. Ah, finally, America's mine. It's like a Little Mermaid when she sells her soul, her voice. And Maleficent says, I've got you. Now you're a slave in the pit. Finally, under the pedophile king's control.
Ursula was the villain in Little Mermaid.
No, as we know, Alex prefers the bad guys in every movie.
Maleficent was in Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
He's got him a little
mixed up.
Yeah. Anyway. Look, dude, there's only a couple hundred people who went to the Capitol. And also, look, dude. I am
shush. Boggled.
Shush.
That's a beauty. That's a beauty.
You think that's a beauty?
It's a beaut.
You think
come on. It was a few hundred people in the Capitol building.
If you think that's impressive, wait for this. They didn't even really want to go in.
The Capitol Police stood down. They were then ordered to let the crowds in that didn't even want in, because I guess they needed to cover up the 100 Antifa and the other 50 or so orange hat guys that let in and did this. And it's them breaking the windows out, doing it all.
Yeah, man, the police were told to bring in these people who didn't even really want to come in because they had to cover for Antifa. And the orange hat people who are almost certainly Proud Boy related.
Yeah, Dan, this is going to require a lot of, there's going to be, to find a solution and a way out of this problem, which is to say that the right wing is all terrorists. It's going to require a lot of diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to require a lot of compromise and thought and some concession. That's just going to be true. Now, on the other hand, I have watched a lot of superhero movies, mm-hmm. and they solve things
ninjutsu?
By punching.
Ninjutsu.
Now, I'm not saying one way is faster than the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying ninjutsu.
So, we only had a couple hundred people in there, right? Whatever.
And they didn't even hear you say that without stopping.
They didn't really even want to go anywhere near the building.
No, I didn't say that part.
Right. But also, there's, you know, like, look, they were probably hired goons.
I was there. Our listeners saw it. Our listeners are like hardcore veterans and retired cops and steel workers.
Oh, yeah, they were there, too.
We saw these skinny jean guys go attack the cops. They finally got the cops to fight back. Then these other guys came in as reinforcement. These weren't skinny jean guys. They hired some tough guys.
So these skinny jean guys are the Antifa guys, and they right. hired a group of goons who are much stronger than them because uh-huh. they're not strong.
Uh-huh.
And so they hired stronger people mm. as backup to fight against the police or something. It seems like this would be a job that almost nobody would take.
In a certain sense, wouldn't that mean that anti-fascists were hiring fascists to do their dirty work for them?
It would imply that...
Okay.
Because you would,
all right.
you would have to be like, if you are that group of, I don't know, bikers, let's
yeah,
say.
Whatever you want.
You would have
Pick
to be
anything.
Willing to take a certain amount of money
yep.
in order to almost certainly go on a death mission.
Yes, that is correct.
You have to assume you're going to get killed for trying
you're
to.
You're in the Capitol building.
Yes.
Of the United States of America, a nuclear power.
Right. And you're just doing it as a job.
Yeah.
Like so.
Yeah. What? So what? $5,000? No, I don't even get $5,000. I'll do it for 25. Okay, I'll take two.
What kind of gone in 60 seconds kind of nonsense is this?
It's the like, perfect crime.
They have all of the family members of this biker gang kidnapped.
Out of here.
Like, I don't know. What Alex is asking me to accept is a little bit too much. It's a little bit sad.
Not for my family, Dan. They'll buy any old shit.
So we do get one person who answered Alex's call.
Mm-hmm.
No Steve Pachenik, no Stuart Rhodes,
sure.
no Roger Stone.
Sure.
But
those people seem really important to this moment, though.
Oh, very.
I want to hear CVP's take on this.
Someone who's less important, though, and maybe that's why he can appear, not a lot of heat on him, is Joel Skousen. He's somebody who can just come and go as he pleases.
Yes.
He's notably been somebody who's been harshly critical of Trump,
sure.
Which is, you know, why his power placement in InfoWars world has dropped a bit
yeah. Yeah.
over the last few years.
But now we might be seeing it elevate again.
And he's anti-communist royalty
right.
Based on his relation to W. Cleon Skousen.
Right.
And so, like... He shows up, and of course, everything's a fucking false flag to this guy.
Sure.
Yeah. So, of course, Antifa did it and what have you, but he has proof. Joel Skousen does. And he might have got this from another fellow we know named Lionel.
Mm.
Well, the telltale case is every one of these people had backpacks, and in those backpacks were gas masks, weapons, mace, or other smoke bombs or other things. Look, Trump supporters don't bring those types of things to a rally.
They had backpacks. That's proof.
Trump supporters don't have backpacks.
And they don't bring that kind of stuff to rallies. That's exclusive to the left.
Yep. This isn't fair.
No.
This isn't fair.
No, it's very dumb.
This isn't fun.
Yep.
I don't like it. They're mean.
It's pretty dumb. But
yeah.
this next clip is absolutely mean. So Skousen is saying that, like, look, there's going to be something really big happening. There's
sure.
going to be a false flag coming that's
sure.
really big.
Yeah, yeah.
And Alex suggests, well, it's the Q stuff. The Q stuff is the false flag that's coming.
Right.
Then Skousen throws Lin Wood under the bus.
Hell yeah, throw Lin Wood under the bus.
Now,
he's already under the bus. He's getting crunchy under that bus.
Now, I would suggest that the things that Skousen takes issue with are very similar to a lot of the things Alex says.
How do you demonize a populist movement? And that's their goal. They admit it.
Yeah, that's right. You do it by these false flag attacks. And I'm just trying to portray that it's going to be more than a truck bomb. It's going to be more than Oklahoma City bombing. That's been done before. I think they're going to try to gin up some large mass revolutionary movements
uh-huh.
that, in fact, are going to be driven by agent provocateurs,
okay.
not just Antifa.
And that's going to be whoever these feds are, these globalists in Q, because they're already saying Trump's secretly in Texas. He's about to order you to launch your military attacks. That is so damn obvious.
That's right. And unfortunately, you know, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, they're listening to Q. Lynn Wood published this rumor about the deep state is going to kill Donald Trump and all of his supporters. I mean, that's just bullshit.
Stay there, Joel Skousen. Yeah, this is never heard Joel Skousen say BS. That's where we're at, folks.
I'd have a little cut there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lynn Wood saying that the deep state is going to kill Trump and his supporters is such bullshit.
Such bullshit.
You're saying that to a guy who's said that 100 times over the last couple months.
And in waves, too.
Yes.
Not in like a, I'm repeating the same story. No, sir. There are new reasons that the deep state will be killing Trump very shortly.
And for quite a while, too. Because,
a long time.
You know, there have been Diet Coke poisonings.
From before he was even inaugurated. They were like, oh, they're going to kill Trump on day one. No, like, they did everything.
Alex said they were going to nuke the inauguration.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did they
do that? They're going to fly a helicopter into the podium.
Oh, man. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Skousen wants to say that what Lynn Wood's doing is bullshit, then he should consider the bookings that he accepts.
Yeah.
Now, I won't take this away from Alex.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, you got to give it up. When someone's right, they're right. Alex is a newsman at times, and he does sometimes come through with hard-hitting scoops.
All right.
And I will say that this is something I've not heard reported anywhere else. And
okay, that is giving me hope.
I can tell you, he's eating at one sitting 2 steaks, 5 lobster tails, giant bowls of ice cream, and then eating prime rib as dessert and shoveling down piles of crab as dessert. Other people that know him well, they say he's eating 3 times what he normally eats.
Well, he's not going to last very long health-wise.
Heart attack!
Alex is reporting on Trump's outrageous appetite.
He's eating piles of crab for dessert. I think Skousen is probably the person that I agree with most on this show.
Wow.
He's not going to last very long like that.
Yeah. I do like that as a response, too, because it's like, I know you're making that up, but I don't want to fight you about it.
Yeah, so I'll
just say, well, that's not healthy.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Skousen, one of the things I've noticed that he does a lot is just make stuff up.
Yeah, and what I worry about is, you know, over 100 of those people have been arrested, but all the list of the 36 people they put in of suspects that they're looking for, none of those were the agent provocateurs. If they did arrest some of those agent provocateurs, I think they'll be quietly released because, you know, the higher-ups will be told, you know, these are our boys, let them go. And that's what you never see because the press won't cover it, the police won't tell you.
Patriots never wear masks. The whole thing is, all the guys doing this were wearing masks. And backpacks.
That's right.
Oh, the backpacks.
Okay. Just so everybody on the right knows, if you were arrested at DC and then let go, you are Antifa.
Probably.
So,
but
let's name them all by name.
No, but also the problem with a theory like this and the problem with the mentality like this is like you'll never hear about it.
Yeah.
If this thing I'm imagining happens, then you never hear about it. Oh, wow. I guess that theory came true. That
Brilliant.
Prediction. Yeah.
Amazing how he managed to predict a thing that didn't happen.
The fact that you never hear about it is proof of the reality of this conspiracy.
Yeah.
So I would say that one of the big things, the big takeaways from this interview with Skousen is like you get Alex pretty much agreeing with him that like it's time to move on.
Mm.
Trump is useless now. He tried to do this like little dictator push thing and he's too weak.
He gave it a go.
Yeah.
I think the Trump movement is really going to be looking for new leadership. And Donald Trump's going to be there. He's got an ego, I think, that when he recovers from this, I think he's going to try to lead the movement. But
I'll debate
I think
him.
We need to look to new leadership. I really do.
I agree. And I don't want to be mean to Trump, but him being threatened with the 25th Amendment, folding like this has wounded him severely. And I just think he's going to still be a force and try to act like he can fix the Republican Party. But again, he never had the intel to do it. His kids don't have it other than Don Jr. They just don't get it. They don't have the intel.
Well, that's right. Donald Trump's children, you know, and I worry about the Trump legacy, Don Jr. running or Ivanka or anything else. I think that's going to be bad for the movement. These people have no conservative background. They don't have the arguments. They're just going to play the movement. And they're
I hate
less
you
sincere,
so much.
In my opinion, than
I hate
Donald
you
Trump
so
is.
Much.
Yeah, I think
so
Ivanka and Eric definitely
deep and burning,
and Don's trying, and I don't think he's. It's not that Don's dumb; he's getting better. It takes decades to learn this, and he just doesn't have it.
That's right. You've got to be in the movement. You've got to. You know, I've been in this thing for 50, 60 years, and I have all my uncle's background and my father's background. I mean, it just takes a lot of understanding to develop an instinct where you can smell evil, where you can smell the deep state and its presence. And that's what we need to teach people to develop.
That's right. We're not bragging. We want to teach people this. Exactly.
We need to teach people how to make stuff up at every turn and call everything fake.
I just know how it feels to be Don Jr. because I, too, was a shittier version of my dad. And I was worse at it.
Uncle.
Oh, whatever.
But yeah, it takes years and years of, you know, just taking swings and being embarrassed about it to get over that.
Yep. You got to get rid of your embarrassment. You got to be embarrassed for the first year.
Yep.
And then you're free of it and you can say whatever you want.
Yep. So, Skousen.
It's like ninjutsu, dude.
Oh boy. Skousen is out. Now we get to what everyone has probably been waiting for and what I was the most interested in on this episode.
Yeah.
But joining us is a man known as Q Shaman. Jake the Barbarian, I guess, was his earlier incantation or incarnation.
So he's got the Q Shaman on. He is the guy who made, you know, all the pictures of the guy in the fur and like a helmet.
He had the horns.
Horned helmet.
Yep.
I don't know anything about this guy except for that he's the Q Shaman, and that's about all you need to know, really.
I found out about him whenever somebody said, that guy's the Q Shaman, and I was like, I know everything I need to know about this person.
Yep.
I heard his name was Q Shaman.
Yep.
He chose that name and was fine with it, and I've worked backwards, and I know everything.
Yeah, it's like if you find out that some guy is the Riverside Strangler.
Yeah.
Like, well, he strangles people probably by the river.
Yep. That makes sense about that.
I know enough.
Yep.
At the Q Shaman,
that's
he's a
where
shaman
he is.
Of Q.
Oh, it's the Night Stalker. Does he stalk
at night?
Yeah. I believe he does.
And so, like, Alex plays a clip of him from the day, from outside the Capitol building.
Mm.
And I don't think Alex pre-watched this because he's saying a lot of the same stuff that Alex says. And this whole thing was a setup that Alex was going to try and embarrass him and try and be like a dick to him.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he sounds like Alex.
Okay.
We infiltrated. You can't move but 100 miles in any direction, and you got a deep underground base.
Okay, that's pretty much all true. The guy could have a talk show. He's very well-spoken, and boy, does he want to get attention in that outfit. And you know, I have some fun dressing up with Joker sometimes to get attention. But the Q thing is problematic, and then he's in there in the middle of all this. I say if you're a journalist, people go to the Capitol, go show what's happening.
So Alex was ready to play that clip, come back from the other side, and be like, can you believe this nonsense?
Yeah.
But
instead
he's like, well, I can't argue with any of that.
Well,
shit.
I was talking to David Duke, and it turns out we agree on a lot of stuff, and it's a real weird situation that I didn't see this coming.
Yeah, these are the kind of things you would want producers to help you prepare for.
Alex, you're crazy.
Well, it turns out that the shaman, who I refuse to call anything but the shaman.
Why would he have a name?
His name's Jake something or other.
Who
I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
He got arrested.
His name's Q Shaman.
He has now been arrested.
Put it in all caps. I'm a sovereign citizen of Q Shaman.
So he's a listener of Alex's show.
Of course he is.
He actually really likes Alex.
Of course.
You can just call me Jake, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Okay, well, an honor. I mean, I'm sure you're a great guy. You don't come off like a bad guy, but... I mean, if you say you're a listener, have you heard me warn this stuff that Q is not invincible and that Trump's in a lot of trouble?
You know, I have heard those warnings, but, you know, I'm of the belief that Q is military intelligence, and I have a lot of faith in the military and military intelligence.
Okay, well, I was...
They couldn't stop you from storming the Capitol building.
I literally talk to all the top people, okay? And they're all surrounded and cut off. The Chi-Coms are taking over. They tell me we're in desperate straits.
Ooh. See, this is what I find really remarkable about this is that he is one of, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much there is like uniformity of belief, but a large part of the Q world does not like Alex.
Yeah.
So he happens to be someone who's fairly high profile in the Q world who also happens to like Alex.
Sure.
And is trying to have this conversation with Alex.
Right.
That he doesn't, I don't think he realizes.
He has no idea Alex is trying to be like, haha, you're so stupid.
Yes.
Yeah. He has no idea. He's like, I believe the same thing as you do.
He's trying to use the shaman as a prop in order to delegitimize the QAnon stuff.
Right.
As part of the continuing get people back from Q.
Right. But here's what Alex could have said immediately. Okay, you believe that Q is military intelligence. Military intelligence absolutely must have known you were going to be at the Capitol building and did not stop you.
Right, but the argument there is that they wanted them to.
Right.
Yeah.
So Q betrayed you, Q Shaman.
No, not at all. Q Shaman loves what happened on the 6th.
Then
it's not being defeatist to tell America we're in trouble, need the general public to get involved. You understand that when the general public thinks everything's fine, they don't get involved. You understand? And so if there can be a silent takeover because they don't know, then that's a problem. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm quite proud of what happened on January 6th.
Okay, tell us how you're proud of it. Tell us what happened.
Oh, God.
Well, first of all, we are talking about a government that is literally telling people when they can open their businesses, when they can see and hug their families, a government that is literally affecting the way, or trying to affect the way, that their citizens breathe.
This is a problem for Alex, because those are all arguments that he himself has made.
Indeed.
And now the Q Shaman is coming in and explaining to Alex that this is tyranny, and I'm proud that we stormed the Capitol because
right.
we should fight tyranny,
right.
which is also something Alex should believe.
So he's Antifa. Alex is Antifa.
I don't know,
the
man.
End. We're all Antifa, Dan.
We're deep state Tifa.
Nothing is not real, but also everything is not real.
This is really complicated for Alex. It's a position that I would, if I were him, I wouldn't have put myself in, because I don't know if there's any way to look decent in this circumstance.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing with, like, don't interview Bill Ayers.
Yeah.
You're not going to win that.
You're not supposed to be there.
No, it's
That's
a disaster.
That's not for you.
Yeah.
That's not for you.
I know it sounds fun to yell at
of
David
course.
Rothschild.
You think
don't
it's going to be
it.
Great.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
You'll look dumb.
You're kind of an idiot.
Yeah, you're so dumb that the Q Shaman looks decent next to you.
Uh-huh. And that's because he likes you.
And because he, I'm totally against him, and I think he, everything I know about him, I don't support, and I think he's wrong.
All I know is that he's the Q Shaman, and I agree with you on all points.
But there is a consistency to the beliefs.
Yeah.
He believes the same things Alex does.
Yeah.
And isn't trying to just scam people. And that's the tension.
I mean, it can't come off literally any more like, hey, Alex, you said you wanted this.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself for doing it. What's going on with you, buddy?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a gut check for Alex, and I don't know if he's enjoying it. So Alex is not into the idea of, like, storming the Capitol.
Sure.
But he wants an abstract idea, like maybe a new Declaration of Independence. And the Shaman's not so into that.
So to me, that sounds like treason on, like, the highest level. And if we
No, I hear you.
That's
I
a good
we
point.
We have a right for a new Declaration of Independence. I just think it needs to be done if we can't fix things peacefully at the right time, right place. You can see how, though, Trump wants a 10-day investigation of fraud. We were about to get it. How storming the Capitol screwed all that up?
Well, I don't quite see it that way, Alex, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that, if anything, we sent a very clear message to the globalists and to the communists.
You sent a message. There's no...
The
no.
clarity of that message.
Yeah.
Not there.
I mean, there's some elements of it that are clear. That's clear.
That one's clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was the other one?
I mean, I'm scared, I guess. That's clear.
That's fair.
I think that, the Shaman believes that they're up against a treasonous government, mm-hmm. and they sent a very strong message with their actions, and Alex can play this game where he thinks that there's going to be a new Declaration of Independence, but Shaman doesn't, not into that. And he also doesn't agree with the idea that, like, we were going to get the 10 days that Rudy Giuliani wanted.
Sure.
And you all fucked that up by storming the Capitol.
Sure.
And so Alex is trying to get the Shaman to accept that the deep state, who he's supposed to be against,
right.
they actually wanted him
right.
to do this.
Right. Here we go.
You know Antifa helped break down stuff and wanted this to happen. I mean, you know the deep state liked what happened, right? Because, I know you think it showed them who's boss and all the rest of it, but you get my perspective that Trump's now capitulating and all this? I mean, this is not good.
Well, everybody has their opinion, Alex, and in all honesty, I understand where you're coming from. I just don't quite fully agree with you. Do you think
Trump's in a secret location in Texas and everything, and it's a CG of him capitulating?
In all honesty, I believe in Occam's razor, Alex, and
I
only talk about things that I know for certain I can prove, or things that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt are real.
Okay.
Do ya?
Yeah, I take issue with that, but it's not worth getting bogged down.
Yeah, I'm just gonna scream.
He's the Q Shaman.
Do ya?
Yeah.
It's weird. I can almost respect it. Like, if you do that shit because what you believe in is that there's a treasonous government, and you're like, fuck it. I can't handle this anymore. I'm going to go overthrow the goddamn country. Well, and then you stick with it afterwards and you say, I believed that what I was doing was right. I believed that it's necessary. And sure, all of your beliefs are based on bullshit, mm-hmm. but at least you believe shit.
It's indicative, you know? It's indicative of somebody who actually isn't like just playing games.
No, it's somebody who cares.
And
yeah.
that's a little scarier.
It's terrifying.
But then at the same time, I can't get around the fact that he's the Q shaman.
There's that.
And you wouldn't be doing that kind of stuff unless you were trying to brand, unless you were trying to like sell Q shaman shirts or something like that.
Every revolution has colorful characters.
Yeah, but there's got to be a grift in here somewhere, but it's different.
Maybe he's just like dancing like that.
Could be. Just likes the outfit.
But I'm just saying, I respect him infinitely more.
Well, we have to parse
than I do
respect.
Alex. Oh, well, respect. I suppose respect is a form of fear. I'm more afraid of his bullshit.
Right.
Because he's a believer.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure people didn't hear you saying respect and be like thinking you applaud or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, there's a, like, at least there's a consistency. And I don't think Alex was ready for that because I think that
he's not used to be people who care.
No. And I think that he thought that this shaman was going to be some idiot that he was going to be able to steamroll. And he's disagreeing on multiple accounts with Alex. In a way that is not confrontational, but is just like, oh, I think we don't see eye to eye on that. And Alex doesn't like that.
There's something about underestimating your opponent. I heard that you're supposed to do that. Is that what you're supposed to do? Underestimate all the time.
It's always
right?
helpful.
Okay.
So I think that one of the things that I've always felt about QAnon and Alex and their relationship with each other is part of Alex's feelings about it is just petty jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's furious that everybody is talking about so many of the same things that he always had conspiracies about.
Right.
But they all think that Q uncovered
it. It's for me. I did it.
Yeah. I think he's a little jealous.
And look, Jake the Barbarian, you're a very well-spoken guy. Let's think about the Q thing. You're talking about the Federal Reserve, the New World Order, secret technologies. All this is real. But then it's like, oh, Q is why we know about it. No, we know about it because of Cleon Skousen. We know about it because of Ron Paul. We know about it because of Carol Quigley being a criminal and admitting it all. We know about it because of Matt Bracken. It's not about the credit. We're all public people.
It sounds like it's about the credit.
Yeah, it feels like the intensity of it really feels like it has something to do with the credit.
Well,
yeah,
it feels a little bit like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think that if, let's imagine this is some sort of a fantasy world and QAnon did manage to overthrow the world government.
Sure.
I don't think Alex would take that as a victory. If everybody was throwing parties for Q Shaman for successfully overthrowing the New World Order, and everyone's like, Alex who?
Isn't that such like, oh, I want to live in a fascist nightmare so long as I'm on top. I don't want to live in a fascist nightmare where Q is running things and I have to listen to that asshole.
Yeah. Alex doesn't want his right-wing fantasy world if it comes with Q.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
So this is the point where things, I think, really turn in the interview. And this is where it gets condescending.
Mm-hmm.
Alex starts being a real dick to Q Shaman. And it's tough for me to stand up for Q Shaman.
No, I'm fine with that.
Don't care.
Be a dick to him.
But like, just from the standpoint of politeness, this is very impolite.
Go ahead, Q Shaman. Tell me what's coming next then. I want to believe it. Where is Trump? You think this is a devastating victory you just had at the Capitol? Explain to me and bring me up to the level of a Q Shaman.
Well, first of all, allow me to say that I am not Antifa. I am not BLM. I know that there's rumors floating around online, probably disinformation agents spreading disinformation. So start with there. I'm a Q supporter, a QAnon digital soldier of sorts.
Yeah, so he's not Antifa.
Yeah.
I don't think Alex is necessarily saying that he is.
Yeah.
I think that he's saying he's fooled by the Antifa provocateurs. But you can hear that tone. That, like,
right.
You're a shaman. Why don't you tell me about what's going on?
I feel like I would say it in the very similar tone, though.
But I don't think you would have the interview.
Oh, no, of course not.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think having this interview is a productive thing to do.
No. If we were in a bar and I was like chained to one of the chairs and had no choice but to stay there.
Right.
And Q Shaman sat down next to me and he started a conversation. Eventually, I would get to the point where I'm like, all right, Q Shaman, you tell me what the fuck Q is up to.
Yeah, maybe, but Alex invited him on the show.
See,
clearly.
Now that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I wouldn't invite Q into my home to then yell at him.
No, but Alex does because he wants to mock the dude.
What are you? Are you a Norseman or are you a Q shaman? What are you?
I am a shamanic practitioner, okay? I'm a spiritual warrior. And if you really want to know what's really going on, what is really going on is we are changing the quantum realm, sir. This is spiritual warfare. And if we understand that DC is built on ley lines, electromagnetic ley lines, and we understand that, yes, the Satanists, the Luciferians, the globalists, the nihilists, the Nazis, these people that have infiltrated our government are practicing black magic. They are doing evil, sick, satanic ceremonies and rituals. Where they're sacrificing children and drinking blood and all that stuff, and the hub of it is in D.C., in London, and in the Vatican. If we understand that these things are like acting like beacons for this low-frequency demonic energy...
Oh, shit, that one's...
Okay, brother, I know the globalists are into weird stuff. I'm trying to explain to you. Q told us that Trump was invincible and Hillary was in a prison, right? So I'm saying, is Trump was going to be there in 12 days then?
I'm answering your question, interrupting. So here's the thing.
Q Shaman, for whatever, I mean, you guess you'd probably guess this based on the fact that he stormed the Capitol building.
Sure.
He has a pretty healthy sense of self.
Does not give a fuck.
Pretty intact ego.
That is well done. Alex, I don't know if you know this or not, but I stormed the Capitol building wearing assless chaps and a helmet.
Yeah.
Are you going to interrupt me like I give a fuck about you?
Yeah. Your diversionary questions are not important to me. I'm going to answer the question that was asked.
Sir.
Yeah. So he's a shaman and, you know, whatever. I don't begrudge people for, or I don't even look down on the idea of spiritualism or whatever practice you want to have. That would not be the angle I would take to make fun of this.
Yeah.
But he does think that they prayed in the Senate and they did some magic.
So here's the thing. Because the Washington, D.C. is built on ley lines, right? It's built on the electromagnetic ley lines of the Earth. When we ended up going to D.C., when we were shouting USA, when we were shouting freedom, when we were shouting four more years, we are literally affecting the quantum realm. Because
we're like pygmies dancing around a fire or Navajo doing a ghost dance. It's going to make the white man go away?
Because sound supersedes electromagnetic activity. Okay.
Sure.
Now, by marching into the Capitol, by affecting the quantum realm in that way, we actually took back the Capitol building for God. I said a prayer inside the Senate. I sang my shamanic song inside the Senate, and I broke up all that negative...
Okay, so you're like...
We're fucked.
Give us your shamanic song right now on the air.
Nice. Or do you want to talk? Because I'll just let you talk.
No. My God, I'm learning. Occam's razor is a shamanic.
Then do me a favor and let me finish my point.
I'm going to let you finish, but let's Matt Bracken's here as well. We're now learning the secret of Q power. He is a Q priest. It is a religion. Everything's fine, Matt Bracken.
I don't know about all that.
I think that he can tell that Alex is being a dick to him.
Yeah. See, now if we're in a bar, I'm still chained to my chair, and he's coming back at me with that. I'm like, all right, buddy, now we can talk.
There's some humanity there more than, like, Alex's
Or are
shit.
You going to let me finish my point?
Yeah. So at this point, Alex goes the only route that he really knows how to do, and that is he's just going to decide to make fun of shamanism as a way to attack
Don't engage with the things that I agree with.
Yes.
Listen, dude, shamanism is the oldest religion in the world. They use singing, drumming, dancing, and they use elaborate, like, dress, you know, the headdress, the face paint.
And you saw
like
how
that.
It ended up
to
for
ward
everybody.
Off
yeah.
evil spirits to change the quantum realm through sound, through electromagnetic activity, and through...
Hey, Owen Schroyer has a question for you, and he's coming up after I leave, if you want to talk to him. Hold on.
Body.
I understand magical powers.
No, it's not about magic, dude. We're talking
My Little Pony
here, Alex. We're talking about physics. Okay, this is physics.
Let me
talk about physics.
Quantum entanglement.
You are a shamanic wizard. We get that.
It's just it's sad. It's not a productive conversation for anybody. But it's because of Alex.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be a productive conversation if the Q shaman was talking to anybody.
No.
Because you'd be talking about ley lines and magical...
It's not magic,
I'm sorry,
Dan.
It's physics.
Quantum physics.
Sorry.
It's quantum entanglement.
Sorry.
You know what that means. That means whenever an electron from a single atom is paired together with another electron, then for some reason, it doesn't matter how far apart they are, ley lines.
Right. I misspoke. My point is that it wouldn't be a productive conversation with him and Cronkite.
No.
But,
or a rock.
But Alex brought him in for the explicit purpose of trying to impugn Q
Yeah.
And now that isn't working. And Alex can't really do anything, which you'd think he would be able to. Like, he knows who Q is.
Yeah.
He should be like, I know these people.
Yeah.
Do you not understand that, like... He, based on the things that he said, he should be able to completely deconstruct this easily, but he can't. And so the only thing he can do is make fun of this guy's spirituality.
Yeah.
And that sucks. That's childish.
It does seem like the easiest way for Alex to go would be like, excuse me, Q Shaman, you listen to my show, right? I told you 2 months ago that I knew who Q was.
I threatened to unveil it, and then I didn't.
Yeah. So I'm just going to tell you who Q is right now. And it's not military intelligence. It's Dickface McGee over here.
Yeah.
And that would be the end of it. I mean, obviously, he would be like, that's not true. But then it would just be over. You know, you wouldn't have to deal with any more of this whiny shaman bullshit.
Well, there doesn't need to be any conversation of like, what do you believe? What do I believe?
No, I know them. They're
exactly,
here.
Exactly. Yeah. Based on what Alex has pretended to be aware of and to know as fact, he shouldn't be having any kind of I believe you believe conversation about this.
Totally.
This topic is something that should be a settled issue for him.
Totally.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be.
That's strange.
And it's really unfortunate to listen to. Because, like, the Q Shaman is just saying stuff that Alex agrees with, and so he has to keep interrupting him.
I'm asking you with your wizard powers why you were able to know that the Q was the answer. Tell me.
Okay, Q is the highest levels of the military and the intelligence community disseminating above top secret information to patriots in our republic. This is full disclosure.
Sounds like you've
so
said
we can
that
take
before.
Back our country from the communists and the globalists who are attempting to.
Why does Trump leave Julian Assange in prison?
So they can bring it down.
Why does he leave Julian Assange in prison when he's the real Q type person?
You keep interrupting me, Alex. I love you, dude. I love you, but you gotta let me talk.
Highest level military intelligence. Tell me more about it.
Are you waiting for your turn to speak, sir? Are you listening? Are you
waiting? Tell me about the highest level military intelligence.
Okay.
So, I mean, Alex had Zach, his fake insider dude who was supposedly like the other Q or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Alex has done all this shit. All the themes behind what Shaman is saying here are the things that Alex talks about all the time.
Totally.
Communists and globalists have infiltrated the government, and this is a exposure of that. It's all exactly the same, and Alex can't attack the meat of it without hurting himself, and so... He tries to distract with questions about, like, Julian Assange.
Sure.
And then...
I mean, I would interrupt that spiel, too, though. That was... I'm interrupting anybody who's trying to sell me a timeshare. And if you have rehearsed your little bit like that, you know what you're doing.
If you invite someone onto your show to sell you a timeshare so you can interrupt them to score points about how annoying it is when people try to sell you timeshares, that's kind of a dick move.
Yeah, isn't that Sacha Baron Cohen's job?
Well, there's more layers to it than that, but yeah. So, I just see the way that he's describing, the shaman is describing his beliefs. It's just basically a lot of the same stuff that Alex believes, but with a couple of different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just a different cast, slightly different.
So Q is... military intelligence disseminating above top secret information to patriots in our republic so we can take back our country from communists and globalists who have infiltrated our government at some of the highest levels so that they could bring America down from within. This is infiltration instead of invasion. They're doing this so they can create a new world order,
one
world government,
where America's
wiped off the map, and they try to get rid of our constitution based
on about the new world order. Q tells us
you can use it
the almighty Q Lord, and you are his priest, tells us everything's fine. So does the...
I'm not saying everything's fine. You're interrupting me.
Put him on pause. I can't handle this guy. I don't know if he's for real or whether he is higher than a kite, Matt Bracken, but this is crazy talk.
It's crazy talk? It doesn't sound any different than most of the stuff
not
I hear on InfoWars.
Not all different. No. In no way different other than he's saying Q before.
Yep.
That's it. 100% the same thing.
Yep.
Wow.
So Alex decides that the shaman, this guy's an asshole.
I hear you. Matt Bracken, stay there. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you and the guest. And I'm not trying to be mean to the guest. If Owen wants to have him on, he's welcome to have him. Or if he can have the guy back, we'll let him talk because it's very entertaining. It's just that it's like I tell this guy, like, hey, I'm dialed into all that stuff, okay? And they don't know what's going on. Nobody does. He's just like, highest level military intelligence. Highest level military intelligence. I mean, they don't even, it isn't even, like, I tell people, like, real stuff, like, this is going to happen. Oh, Trump next week will have a thing on the ellipse. What? No, was it out for 5 days? It's all real. Who cares if you talk to Trump? We talk to the highest levels of military intelligence. You know? And so it's just so frustrating to sit there and watch our people wake up, but then believe the charlatan garbage.
This again just seems like petty jealousy, and like, why am I not Q? Why am I not as important as Q?
It's so frustrating to see them buy those t-shirts with Q on it when they could be buying InfoWars branded pills.
And they could be buying...
It's disgusting to see people wake up wearing a shirt with Q on it instead of taking two of these pills.
And they could buy my duct tape that I bought, stickers that I sold you to put over your mouth and say, I am Q.
Yeah, yep, totally. Totally. What are you doing wearing a shirt? This goes over your mouth. It's a shirt for your mouth.
Yeah. So Alex has now turned the corner. I really don't think that he likes this guy at all. It's unfortunate because the guy has been very nice to Alex so far.
Yeah.
But Owen wants to clear up one thing because he's now in studio because he's going to be taking over the fourth hour.
Mm.
Matt Bracken is also there hanging out. Just
for fun.
Moral support,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Owen wants to know, like, hey, man, people found an acting profile about you. Are you an actor?
I just want to address, you obviously said you're not Antifa. I don't think you're Antifa. The other thing people want to know about you is, are you an actor? They found a profile that says you went to an acting school, so they think you're acting. And this whole thing is just an act. So would you like to address that?
Abso-frickin-lutely. Okay, so the whole reason why I have an acting profile is because I worked with children for 5.5 years in group homes, traumatized children, and I got chased out of the home with a knife by one of the kids that pulled it out of a locked cabinet, and I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit more fun. So I went into business for myself. I developed my own website, my own YouTube. I started writing books, and I thought about, well, maybe I'll give acting a shot to earn a little bit of money on the side. I haven't made any money as an actor. I never got any work.
Hey, you're not an actor. We got that. We believe you. They say I'm an actor because I've been in a few movies. It's total bull.
Right.
He was almost in Guardians of the Galaxy.
True. He was going to be Star-Lord.
He was going to be Star-Lord.
So close.
He's so close.
He just wouldn't worship the devil, so they didn't let him do it.
He wouldn't take too much money for it.
Yeah. Hard-hitting questions there to dispel internet conspiracies that won't go away because this guy said he's not an actor on Alex Jones' show.
No.
Completely a waste of time.
No. Alex and InfoWars followers are well known for, if somebody says they're not an actor, believing them.
So, Alex is taking the approach that he's sort of trying to shame and belittle the Q shaman.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that somebody who makes their business going around to protests dressed that ridiculously for the sake of getting attention, you're not going to be able to shame them. You can't embarrass them.
I would be surprised if you could.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Listen, you're a Q wizard, okay? I'm asking you, does Trump end in 12 days?
Does Trump what?
What happens to Trump? Q knows everything. You know military intelligence. What happens to Trump?
Well, you know what, man? All I can say is I think that Donald Trump is a part of a much larger plan, whether that be a military plan, whether that be God's plan. I think that when you look at harmonics, when you look into the way that energy, frequency, and vibration basically create and move all physical form, all matter, then we are all playing a part in a much larger, grander scheme, a much larger...
No, I'm not saying there's no harmonics and greater schemes and a pebble in the pond stuff. I know all that. Hold on, I'll let you talk, but I gotta say this. But Q told us Trump was invincible and everybody was going to Gitmo. Q leads us once Trump's gone still, is what you're saying.
What I'm saying, and you see, this is you putting words in my mouth again, Alex. What I'm saying is that Donald Trump is a part of a much larger plan to help us take back our country from globalists and communists.
He is the baby toe of military intelligence, all right.
But Alex has said that, too.
Yeah.
A bunch.
Yeah.
And, of course, this leads to its natural conclusion, which is Alex is going to blow up and yell at this guy.
And have a little hissy fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what, like, actual difference there is between their beliefs.
Donald Trump has played a very pivotal role in exposing the globalists and the cabal, exposing the Chinese and the communists and the way that they've infiltrated our government, the way they've infiltrated our media, the way they've infiltrated our entertainment, the way they've infiltrated our economics.
Yeah, we broke all that. We know that. I'm saying Q tells us stuff and all of its lies is what I'm saying.
You keep interrupting me.
Because you're lying. God dang it. goddamn thing out of you people's mouths doesn't come true. And it's always, oh, there's energy, and oh, now we're done with Trump. You said he was the Messiah. You said he was invincible. You said it was all over. They were all going to Gitmo. Now, oh, he's part of a larger thing of Q. I will not suffer your Q people after this. I knew what you were day one, and I know what you are now, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all these witches and warlocks and pumpkin popsums and everything. Oh, God. Sorry. Bye-bye, Q. I can't talk to you anymore. Jesus Christ. Lord, help me.
That was an uncalled for response, I would say.
Dan, if he's sick of those witches, I think it's time to call Larry Nichols.
Uh-huh. I think that, you know, I don't know if Alex had the same preoccupation with Guantanamo Bay as the Q folks did, but he definitely had a lot of, like, they're about to get arrested kind of bullshit.
They're going to jail soon.
Trump is invincible is certainly, like, a theme of...
I mean, he's literally chosen by God to defeat the devil.
Alex has said that a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of light between these two ideologies.
No.
And I think that one of the reasons that Alex does do that fake blowing up there is because I think it's like the way he's presented Q and QAnon stuff is very different than what this guy is bringing to the table.
Yeah.
And for the audience to become aware that, like, oh, no, they're not all crazy the way that Alex wants you to think. Mm-hmm. There's talk about the Federal Reserve. There's talk about these deep underground bases. There's, you know, demons. Hey, I like that. The elites are sacrificing kids and drinking their blood. Alex is in on that. Maybe there's something I should look into here. Yeah. Alex runs the risk of this blowing up right in his face if you get to see clearly that they're pretty similar.
I think I would also argue that there's nothing Alex hates more than a mirror, especially one that's younger than him.
Yeah.
Like, that's... because listen to the way he's talking, he's rambling, he's saying all kinds of nonsense, he's rattling off bullshit that he's memorized.
Yep.
He's unwilling to be interrupted for any stretch, for any reason.
He's claiming his space.
Exactly. This is... this dude is a person who loves Alex Jones, who has developed much of his persona, clearly, around his love of Alex Jones.
Yeah, it's at least a strong influence.
No one hates Alex, maybe, more than Alex.
And no one hates people who like Alex more than
Alex. Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? Owen kind of likes the shaman.
Ugh.
I like the Q shaman.
I want to believe. But they'll never, when they're wrong, say they're wrong. Oh, no, Trump's a small part of the larger universe.
Ninjutsu.
Really? No, you're full of crap.
Ninjutsu.
We don't want your last word. Only if it is he Q? We have Q on the line. Yeah, sure, we'll get a last word from a Lord Q on the other side.
So they go to commercial break, and they come back, and Alex is true to his word. He is going to give the shaman a last word.
All right, I'm going to be nice to the Q sorcerer, Q wizard. No, the official name is the Q shaman. He's hopping mad at me. But people started to recognize something. As soon as I showed up at the Capitol 2 days ago, Owen was right beside me. He disappeared for several hours in a phone booth and came out as the Q wizard.
Good bit.
That's the bit, huh?
I would say that he's right to be really mad at him.
Yeah.
And so he does get his last word. The shaman gets his last word. And it's just a long plug for, like, his Rumble page. Because he's not allowed on YouTube.
Sure. Well, yeah.
And then Alex calls him a lightweight.
I got stuff on there exposing the UN. I got stuff on there about aliens and the truth about aliens and where aliens come from, how they're actually interdimensional beings, more just as much as they are, like, quote-unquote extraterrestrial beings. I've got a video on there called Just Take the Red Pill that's 5.5 hours, that if you really want to know everything that there really is to know to get caught up to speed here and now, all you have to do is just watch that one video, and it'll explain a whole lot of things
that's
that most
two
people
end
just
games.
Don't understand, whether it be things about...
Okay, that's enough. I've heard the plug about you. You didn't counter anything we said. The whole cube image completely full of crap, and it's been full of crap the entire time. It's a big sick joke on us and probably just cost us the country. Thanks for the call. I mean, I cannot, Matt Bragg, you had to sit through 20 minutes of that insufferable garbage. And I'm not trying, he's a well-meaning person, but he's a lightweight, man. It's all this Harry Potter, hocus pocus crap. And we're in the real world. I'm like, I'm not going to tell this guy what's going on because he can't even handle it. But he just doesn't get it, does he?
All this Harry Potter crap, and now I'm going to talk to you about the devil.
Wait. The shaman who's dealing with ley lines and quantum physics just can't handle it?
Can't handle it.
I think he could handle it.
No, Alex wants to give the appearance that he has something deeper. But if he was forced to actually talk about it, it would be like when he's on Rogan and you realize, like, oh, he doesn't have anything.
He doesn't know anything.
No.
God.
That's really a dumb thing to do.
I hate him so much.
Alex is not good at confrontational interviews with sincere people because they aren't running a scam that they care about what Alex thinks about.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's probably some emotional level that the Q Shaman would like to have a positive exchange with Alex.
Sure.
He looks up to him.
Yeah.
But he also isn't invested in the InfoWars scam in the same way that all of Alex's guests are.
Yeah.
Matt Bracken has no other, like, media outlet that will ever talk to him.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck about him except Alex.
Yeah.
And so he's part of the game.
Yeah.
Owen Troyer works. Everybody that he talks to is at least in some way
transactional.
Yeah.
There's a power dynamic. Either Alex is higher or lower. Everybody knows where they stand.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that they're working towards the shared goal of grifting.
And Alex can work really well in that space, or at least he can operate there because people know not to, you know, contradict him, not to get too out of line. If he interrupts, you just roll with it. But you got someone like the Q Shaman, and he thinks that he is higher on the totem pole.
Exactly.
The power dynamic is different.
He just stormed the Capitol. I bet that dude's riding a wave of adrenaline that is still going.
Well, he's in jail now, so.
Yeah, and I bet he's fucking flying off the walls.
Yeah, it's complicated. There's a power imbalance, but it's perceptional.
Yeah.
They each think that they're the top dog on this call, and it infuriates Alex.
I imagine that the Q Shaman thought he was doing a victory lap. You know, I just got the most national attention, worldwide attention.
Yeah.
My picture's on the world right now. So Alex Jones is calling me because I'm fucking famous.
Yeah, and maybe we have some slight disagreements, but we can work that out.
And I'm a fan of his, so I'll charm him up top. We'll have a nice little conversation.
He's a rational guy.
We agree with each other on everything.
Why would he not take me at my word as a sincere person? We agree on literally everything about the globalists and the blood drinking and the Chinese and the communists.
Wait. Hold on, Alex. Are you saying that I can't trust far-right media figures because they will cut bait and abandon me as soon as I'm not useful to them?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I might need to rethink nothing.
I mean, and also not for nothing, like, Alex is far from the only person who's shitting on this dude for doing exactly what
they want to do.
Yeah.
And they were told to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the most predictable thing ever.
I wonder if anybody had said that this would happen.
Hmm. So, Alex, look, if he was there, things would have gone differently.
Mm-hmm.
He probably would have tackled the Q Shaman.
Sure.
People wanted a rally. Trump wanted it. We had other rallies. They were great. I'm like, oh, the Capitol Police will handle it. Yeah, Antifa says they're coming to disrupt. They'll handle it. And we should have been down there. If I'd have been there with 20 of our guys, we would have stopped this.
Yeah, man, we would have stopped it.
If I and 20 guys.
of our guys,
who are specifically very large, I hired them from the same people that Antifa hired from.
If 20 of our guys, couldn't get 20 of them because they were busy at the time.
Yeah, they were hired by Antifa. Okay.
So we have one last clip here from the 8th, and in the same way that the out of context drop that I'll get to this next segment, maybe, is a perfect, like, just boiled down Alex Jones moment.
Sure.
This is Alex right here, baby.
The Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., ahead of the great job you're doing, Sunday Live, that's 6 to 8, with only 6 minutes of ads an hour. We've cut it to just local ads for radio and TV stations. We've cut our ads. And if I wasn't partnered with GCN, who are wonderful people, I would cut us from the 14-minute ads that's customary in talk radio, you know, to less, just for locals. But I love Ted, but I'm working on just having local ads for you folks and cutting it to 6-7 minutes of ads an hour just for local stations.
I wonder
why. We do our plugs once an hour live on air, like I'm about to do right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we've proven we're the tip of the spear. We've proven that we're dialed in to as much as you can learn. And believe me, you learn. Nobody's in control but God. The devil's trying to be in control. He's not in control. And man's trying to act like he's in control. That's a joke. So Xi Jinping and communism claiming government can be God, it's a lie. Q claiming everything's great and everybody's got a plan, that's a lie. The only plan is Jesus Christ's plan. I'm here to tell you that. Only trust in God. That's the only perfect thing there is. InfoWarsStore.com, though, gives you what God created. Our fish oil, our turmeric bombers.
That's good.
Oh, give it to me.
Yeah.
Inject that into my veins.
That's the kind of ad pivot that will give you an overdose.
If you don't have a tolerance. Of a bitch.
Yeah.
God damn.
There's so many awesome layers to that. It starts with him talking about wanting to have less commercials on the show.
Sure.
And then he's like
wanting to. Definitely not.
Right. Yeah. Ted Anderson won't let him.
Yeah.
Interesting. Business relationship.
Sure.
But then he's like, we do our ads on the show, like I'm about to do.
Yep.
Then he starts talking about how God's plan is. So that was intended to be part of the plug.
Indeed.
And then you trust God's plan. And at InfoWars store,
what do you get?
All the stuff that God
made. Oh, baby!
Like krill oil.
I don't know if you can
possibly take
the, like, by definition of those, like, those words, like, there were 10 of them.
Mm.
Pretty important to people who love the Bible.
Yeah.
All right. I am fairly certain that you cannot take God's name in vain more than he just did. I think that's the most you can do.
It there was some vainness to it.
There was a little bit of vainness there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I find this stretch right after the storming of the Capitol at the end of last week kind of interesting, but also kind of. I don't know. I guess what you'd expect.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
Sorry, sorry to regress for one second.
No, go ahead.
But on our next episode, I would like you to play just the short clip of him saying, "We've proven that we're the tip of the spear," right next to, "Go home! Go home! Curfew! Go home!"
Respect the curfew.
Exactly.
Tom Papert saying he sent his reporters home. The women reporters home.
We've proven we're the tip of the spear. Sorry for interrupting you.
No, that's fine.
I just needed to get that out.
I would be lying if I said that any of this surprised me. Like, Alex's behavior is very predictable.
Yeah.
You know, you want the ride to the storming. You don't want the storming to actually happen.
Mm-mm.
He needs that state prior to conflagration to make money off of, because let's say they had set fire to the Capitol building.
Right.
Then investigations would be very crippling to right-wing organizations, militias, figures.
Not good.
More people had died, it certainly would be far more serious. And Alex can't profit in that ecosystem, that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously this is, put the blame on somebody else.
Yeah.
This is a false flag because they were scared of how close we were to getting that 10 days that Rudy wanted and we'd overturn the election.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, Trump has shown his ass, and so he's too weak and we need to look for new leadership.
Yeah.
It's all very predictable.
Yeah. It's just so brutal. It's so brutal that the tactic after this is not, because it's so obvious. Like, all right, you see the way he acts now. And you work backwards and you go, oh, obviously he wants to rile people up into a state of constant fury, and then that will get him money. Their emotional connection will get him money. And then when they did something, he realized that that would cost him money, and so he stopped, he changed his mind, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
He betrayed us. And so we can't trust him anymore. And instead it's just, how about I throw two different types of cognitive dissonance at you all the time into your brain so much and so hard that you can't even see through that I'm obviously in this for money.
Yeah.
How can you not see through that?
How can you not see through when he says, like, God's plan's the only one that's real. At InfoWars Store, you can get what God gave you. Like,
how
could you not, like, think this guy is a fucking asshole?
Totally. Now, that I agree with you, but you know what? Peacetime is peacetime. People are fucking lazy and full of shit. This was a day after the goddamn storming of the Capitol.
Two days.
That should be fresh enough into your mind to where you go, oh, I got knocked out of the headspace that I was normally in, and it's just nothing.
Yeah. We saw how quickly he went to, like, first of all, calling Sandy Hook a false flag.
Yeah.
We saw how quickly the Boston bombing became a conspiracy, and it makes sense. Like, the fact that this is a giant event.
Sure.
I honestly don't.
But he wasn't leading the Boston bombing, and he wasn't at Sandy Hook. He was there.
But that's what makes it even more critical for him to make it a false flag.
Yeah.
A good thing that went bad because of the trickery of Antifa.
Yeah.
He has an even greater connection to it. But that again, this goes to one of the other theses that I have, and that is that one of the primary ways that Alex makes money is by profiting off of and exploiting tragedy.
Yeah.
And this is a tragedy. Yep. No matter what, like, ends up coming from it. And I don't think that we have fully processed the reality of the last week.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And I don't think that you could. It's staggering and almost surreal.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
And nothing good. It's not good.
No.
And that is the kind of thing that Alex can make money off of. The only thing I would say I was kind of surprised about is the turning tack a little bit about the woman who got shot.
Yeah.
I don't think that I felt him martyr building as much as he was the day of.
Well, you can't martyr build and de-escalate.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do one or the other. Once you got a martyr, you're going up. There's no going back.
It does seem that way, and I think the fact that she was really into Q kind of hurt his ability to create the perfect figure out of that.
Yeah, but you can't scream at how stupid Q Shaman is and then be like, this Q believer is also our new Virgin Mary.
Yeah. You can turn them into a figure of empathy and
reverence.
The path that they were going down on the 6th couldn't be continued. Anyway, I have a feeling that shit's going to be bad this week. If the plan or the thing that's been speculated is that there may be another impeachment article coming down on Monday. And if that's the case, then I would expect that Alex is going to have some choice words about that. And so we'll see what happens, but I don't look for, I don't see my future prospects of relaxing being that good.
I do love how stupid America is.
Yeah.
It's incredibly stupid. It's so unbelievably, ridiculously stupid to stop for 1 second and think, on Wednesday, the president incited a riot and people stormed the Capitol building.
Mm.
So, because of this action, we will swiftly draw up articles of impeachment, which we will absolutely be delivering to the Senate 100 days after Biden's inauguration, thus solving the problem once and for all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else you do, but I don't.
Ninjutsu!
Well, you got a couple years.
All right.
So we'll be back. But until then, Jordan, we have a website.
We do have a website. It's knowledgefight.com.
Yep. We're also on Twitter.
We are on Twitter. It's at knowledge_fight. And at GoToBetJordan.
Yep. We're also on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. If you like, download the show, iTunes, rate. And if you could, please find a local charity or bail fund in your area to help out people doing God's work right now.
We'll be back. But until then, I'm Neo. I'm Leo. I'm DZX Clark. I'm Daryl Rundis. If I had 21 guys. I could defeat Alex and 20 guys. Maybe not. Probably not. I'm not really much help.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.